This podcast is a production of 2Degrees Network, the global community for sustainable business. For more information, go to 2degreesnetwork.com. Hello and welcome to the 2Degrees podcast. I'm Ben Carmichael. This week, Bose Falk, a working group manager for energy management, CRC, and the built environment, spoke with Peter Clark and Keith Budgen of the Better Buildings Partnership. Hope you enjoy.
I'm here today in a morning workshop arranged by the Better Buildings Partnership looking at owner-occupier partnership in a number of specific issues around sustainable retrofitting. And I'd like to take this opportunity to explain a little bit on what the BBP are, the work they're doing, and what information they have made available for sustainability in commercial real estate. I'm joined by Peter Clark and Keith Budgen from the Better Buildings Partnership, or the BBP. And I'd just like to start off with Peter and just ask you, who are the BBP and what work do you do?
Well, the BBP is a unique collaboration of London's leading commercial property owners, supported by the Mayor of London and the London Development Agency. It was set up about two and a half years ago, and its aim is really to look at providing solutions to improve the sustainability and carbon footprint of the existing building stock in London. As you know, carbon savings are having to be made, and the Mayor's target is 60% by 2025, and a lot of that will come from commercial and indeed residential buildings. So, as I said, we launched at the end of 2007, and it has got some very big landlords, so the likes of British Land, Land Securities, Grosvenor, Hammerson, Hermes, also an involvement from Transport for London. Others have joined them since that initial setup in 2007. Blackstone, Canary Wharf, GE Capital, Legal & General, the likes of Prupim, and some of the smaller niche developers, Quintain Workspace Group. So I think the differentiator with the BBP really is that it's an organisation which is focused on deliverables. So we've produced a series of toolkits, which Keith will talk about in a minute, which actually provide real advice to people about how they can change behaviours and do things differently in order to reduce the carbon footprint of their buildings.
Brilliant, thank you. So obviously you got, as you were saying, you got some pretty large scale landlords and owners. What are the sort of issues that your members feel are the most important ones to be tackling? Which ones have you been producing toolkits on, Keith?
Well, the BBP's initiatives focus on issues which are seen as barriers to progress in the area of CO2 reduction and indeed sustainability in general. The work we undertake is principally carried out within working groups, which are established to consider a particular subject area. We have a core team of BBP members, but we, in addition, recruit a wide range of contributors to these working groups, ranging from lawyers, property agents, investment specialists, in order to get a full picture of the problems being faced by the industry and to enable us to develop practical, helpful tools which will educate and drive change. We've got a number of currently active working groups. The Green Lease Working Group, which is monitoring members and industry progress on the subject of green leases and memoranda of understanding. A Sustainability Benchmarking Working Group, which is looking at advanced and smart metering. Sustainable Retrofit, which is looking at energy performance contracting and the barriers to introducing that sort of initiative in commercial buildings, an owners and occupiers working group, a green building management group, which is shortly to publish a toolkit dealing with the setting up and running of green building management groups and developing environmental action plans, and finally property agents and transaction agents and the role they have to play in driving this agenda.
Brilliant. Yeah, that's a very interesting list of topics. What has the outcome been from these groups? You mentioned that you produced a number of toolkits. Could you just go into a bit more detail about that?
The toolkits that we've produced to date, the first one we produced was a green lease toolkit, named Green Lease Toolkit, because that was one of the aims of the BBP originally, but actually the toolkit has morphed into providing not just guidance on green leases, but guidance more generally on how landlords and tenants can work together using a memorandum of understanding in order to drive change. And one of the benefits of that is that the discussions don't get tied up in the legal process of signing a lease, and indeed you can go and talk to your tenant at any time, not just when his lease is expiring in 5 or 10 years' time, so it drives change much faster. We've also produced a toolkit which deals with sustainability benchmarking, so how you benchmark buildings. It's quite a complicated subject, because it's not just a case of a building using X amount of energy per square foot rather than Y amount of energy. It's very much dependent on what the building's used for, and indeed buildings can be more sustainable using a higher amount of electricity per square foot if the density of occupation is greater. So it provides some guidance to people how to understand that. And then we've got a sustainable retrofit toolkit, which provides some pointers and guidance towards the sort of actions that can be taken in buildings to change plant to improve the performance.
And if I can jump in there, as I mentioned earlier, we've got a number of working groups which are active at the moment, and we're close to finalising a further 3 publications, one covering the role of property agents, a green building management groups and environmental action plans with some simple template documents, very similar in style to the Green Lease Toolkit, and a smart metering toolkit, which again is in some ways a myth buster. It's an area which a lot of people are talking about, but very few people understand the difference between smart meters, AMR meters, check meters, and the whole sphere in this area. Common theme is developing practical guidance tools, often, as I say, with template drafting or simple pro formas, aimed at making everyone's life a little easier when faced with subject areas which can, on the face of it, appear very daunting, and thereby leading to a number of barriers which need to be overcome in order to make progress between owners and occupiers.
Mm. And these toolkits, they're available to download, I think, from your website as well?
They are. They're available free to download, and if you insist on a hard copy, then there are a few hard copies available.
Okay, great. We've actually done on 2Degrees a online webinar presentation around the Sustainable Retrofit Toolkit, which was very well received. So I know from experience from our members that they definitely find these toolkits to be useful. In terms of the event today, as I said, we spent this morning up on the 9th floor with brilliant views of London, talking about owner-occupier issues and partnership. And in particular, we've spent time in 3 working groups looking at owner-occupier partnership barriers and benefits, the sustainable retrofit financing, in particular the ESCO model, and the role of transactional and letting agents. And I just wondered if Keith, could you expand a little bit on what the outcome of these have been? What have been the sort of main takeaways for the BBP from today's discussion?
If I can start, and then maybe Peter can chip in. I think one thing that struck me from the outputs from the moderators of the various working groups was that there is a lack of trust between owner-occupier. We all know this, but it's often hard to take when it hits you in the face, and it's the general view of most people participating. Clearly born out of a long-standing problem, which is born from the lease structure that we have in the UK. It's a difficult area when an owner goes to a tenant and says, I'm going to put your rent up by £5 or £10, and oh, by the way, would you like to talk about sustainability? It's not an ideal platform from which to take these sort of positive initiatives forward. We certainly had some very positive feedback on the work that we've been doing, and we've got to come out of this with a number of ideas and suggestions on further work that we need to undertake in these areas.
Have you got anything to add to that,
Peter? I think one of the key takeaways for me from today actually harks back right to the start of the day when we were very lucky to have Joanna Yarrow of Beyond Green giving us a presentation. And she highlighted that one of the issues is that impacts are out of sight and out of mind. And it's very difficult to change people's behaviours unless they have visibility of what the problem is. And I think we suffer from that problem particularly because, in fact, the way in which we can change behaviours in buildings, relatively speaking, make very small changes to the overall occupancy costs for tenants. So in a typical London building with rents in the city at 50, in the West End at £70 a square foot, you can probably add 40% of that for your rates bill, and then your service charge cost is probably only £7 or £8. And of that, your main driver of sustainability, carbon reduction, electricity, maybe only accounts for £1, even £2 of that service charge. And therefore, the savings that you drive in total occupancy costs are pretty small. What that tells me is that we need a much, much greater visibility of what we're trying to achieve and why we're trying to achieve it in order that we drive those carbon reductions and we do put these things at the forefront of people's minds and sight, not somewhere in the back where it can be easily ignored.
Brilliant. Okay, well, thank you very much for taking the time to chat to me today. One of the things which I also noticed in the discussion is that a lot of people are asking for case studies, and I know you have a lot of case studies in your various toolkits, which is excellent, and we'll make sure we include them on the 2Degree site as well. So thank you very much to both of you for a very interesting presentation and a very interesting chat.
Thank you.
That was Peter Clark and Keith Budgen of the Better Buildings Partnership speaking with Bose Bach. For more, visit 2degreesnetwork.com, or you can follow us on Twitter at 2degreesmartinc.